could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Marcus Porter,
here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Life Boost Coffee. Life Boost Coffee, clean, non-GMO specialty bean coffee that helps you achieve the healthiest, tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world, using sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife. And for Talkin' Pets listeners, you can get 58% off your first order by going to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Also, don't forget, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat. We're doing it in the studio right now with my cat. So, and you can do it with your cat. Get the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft at vitacraft.us. You can also go to pet stores, or you can go to walmart.com. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog that you will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th. Find out about it from Colette at 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1299-885. You need to book it now, and you can save $100. This is Talkin' Pets.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. But still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I want to dedicate that to our girls Leva and Darla out there, and everybody listening to Talkin' Pets right now. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Do you fall in love too easily?
Do I, or do you?
It's kind of like a statement to everybody listening.
Oh, okay. I mean, Valentine's Day was just around the corner.
Yeah.
So.
But do you fall in love too easily?
Not usually. No. It takes a little bit.
It takes a bit for me, too. Mm. But when I do, then I'm like a mush.
Oh.
And I'm like a hopeless romantic, and you can't get rid of me.
Uh-oh.
But not that way, though. I'm not obsessive compulsive. Shut up, married woman over there behind the board. Speaking of women, Sydney. Do you fall in love too easily?
Not too easily.
No?
No.
Takes you some time?
Yeah, I gotta really get to know someone.
See?
Okay.
Smart.
Well, I'm like that way now. My younger age, I think I fell in love too easily.
I fall in love too easily, and then I forget you easily, too.
But you know what I do fall in love with, though?
Mm-hmm.
My pets.
Yes.
I am totally in love with my pets. My cats, I have three rescue cats that are my kids. And I've got chickens, and I've got fish, and I've got birds. I've got a farm. So basically, what do you have at your house now?
I have, so it's growing. I've got a dog, a couple fish, some goldfish that I'm in love with. So
I love goldfish. I have several of them.
You do? Okay.
Yes,
so I love
them.
Fancy
is that
goldfish?
Your next song? Yeah. I've got goldfish in both of my ponds.
But I have fancy ones.
I have the fancy tail goldfish. Okay. I have the black moor as well. But then I actually won 5 goldfish. One looks like a koi, but I won 5 goldfish from the fair like 2 years ago.
And they're still kicking up.
Yeah, of course.
They're not going anywhere.
No. Goldfish live... People think that they don't live that long, but they live for years.
Yes.
A fancy-tailed goldfish can live almost 15 years if you take care of it properly.
The other thing, too, is they will grow as big as their environment.
Yeah, yes. Mine's not that big. His tank's not. Yeah, it's like 10 gallons, and I have two other fish.
You saw mine, right? Out in the ponds? I mean,
yeah,
they're
you can let raccoons
big.
Eat them.
No, I mean, well...
But you put nets up, so you...
I do have a net in the front, because that's the one that gets attacked by raccoons and by birds. Mm-hmm. So I recommend putting, like, a mesh over your pond.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. If you can, but I don't have any problems with the back pond, but I think it's hidden from palm trees, so it doesn't seem to be a problem. But
I also have jumping spiders and a scorpion, too.
You have jumping spiders?
I do.
I'm not coming to your house.
Why not?
I hate spiders.
They are actually, okay, don't knock them until you actually see them. They are the cutest little, like, fuzzy little thing. They have such personalities. You should look into a jumping spider.
I don't mind spiders. I had a wolf spider that lived in my house for a while because it ate the ants.
They're about the size of your hand.
I named him Anthony because he ate the ants. Anthony. And one day, though, he got a little too friendly with me and he just stood above my door of the bathroom. Okay. And they're aggressive. They'll jump at you.
Yep.
And so I was like, well, sorry, Anthony. I'm like, and he stood there for hours. And I was like, you got to die. Yep. So I had my husband smush him. But I let him live for months.
I am not Spider-Man. I do not like spiders. I found one in the pool the other day, and it was in my cleaner, my skimmer.
Sure.
And I had to get it out. So I got it out, but then, and I didn't kill it, but I should have because I think it was a brown recluse.
Oh, maybe.
And I did get bit by one of them before.
Okay.
So basically, they can cause a lot of damage, nerve damage. It drilled right into my... I took my pinky finger and stuck it in my arm.
That's not healthy.
It was really bad, and I never went to a doctor until it started healing.
Oh, no.
But I did some of my own little techniques on it. But if you do get bit by a brown recluse...
Please go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
Correct.
Don't
be
listen
smart.
To me, because be you could die from it. And I was told that. My doctor called me many words, and I can't say them on the radio.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out this movie.
Entertains what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floors are so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all attacked. I always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, no da, I love these things truly. We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Drama, action, satisfaction is what you get to me.
The menu's big, just
so if you're going to the movies, gang, you may want to check out some of them that are in the theater right now. There's some pretty decent movies out there, but I actually did get to screen the movie Captain America Brave New World. It's gotten some mixed reviews, to be honest, and although it made a lot of money, a pretty good amount of money, it made like $89 million in its opening weekend or opening week. And so it did pretty well.
It's Marvel.
True.
That's why.
And I think you're right about that.
It has been a while since they've released a Marvel movie, so that's why.
And people are obsessed with it, so I'm not surprised that people went to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is I think the name behind it is what actually worked for it.
Yeah.
And
it's Captain America. So if you're not really paying attention, I wouldn't have told you. You said that it's a different dude or whatever. Never would have known. I saw the previews and stuff, and I saw him in
Anthony Mackie is the one that stars in it.
Yeah.
And I love him, but he was just kind of too straight with the movie. Like, too one-liner, too... he didn't have the humor that Chris Evans has as Captain America.
Okay.
or the swag. And which is odd because I thought Anthony Mackie would have been really good.
He's trying to fill somebody else's shoes, though. That's the thing. There's been a Captain America, and now he's trying to step into that role.
But think that's the reason why you were...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I do like him. I didn't want to play down him. But it's not all his fault. And the majority of it's not his fault. Bad editing, bad lighting. Mm-hmm. The writing's okay. They bring back characters who I don't even remember from the beginning that didn't even look recognizable to me. The one that I like,
actor.
I like the guy that was playing, trying to become the new Falcon, taking over Anthony Mackie's original character.
Okay.
I liked him. He was cool, funny, but it just didn't play too well. Not as much action as I would like to have seen in a Marvel movie. But if you want to go, check it out. It's in the theaters now, or you can read my review at TalkinPets.com and click on Movie Reviews. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. Or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, Give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-6040.
One of the two men accused of stealing a pair of black swans and their eggs from a mobile park home in Lakeland has turned himself in. Alfredo Casanova turned himself in at the Polk County Jail around 1:30 a.m. Wednesday, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. He is reportedly charged with felony, burglary, and grand theft of stealing the swans. The swans, named Sterling and Luna, and their four eggs were stolen on Wednesday, February 12th, from the Highland Village Mobile Home Park at 375 Barron Road in Lakeland. The theft reported happened between 9:04 p.m. and 9:43 p.m. Sterling and Luna were found nearly a week later by C.J. Weber, a swan enthusiast, who said several people reached out to him asking if he knew about the capture. Shortly after, he said he got in contact with the swan snatchers, who were remorseful and released the swans and their eggs to him. Agricultural crimes detective with the sheriff's office are still actively searching for the second suspect, Jordan Montoya. Anyone with knowledge of Montoya's whereabouts can call detectives at 863-534-7205 or 863-298-6200. Tips can also be emailed to tips@polksheriff.org. Visit Talkin' Pets for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets. I'm Lexi Adams.
Cat is like, you're torturing me. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen to us on Alexa. Just tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And you can also listen to us on our website, talkinpets.com. Just click on Listen Live, and you can listen to us there. But hopefully you're listening to us on your favorite radio station. Mm-hmm. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's Agnes that sang that song. She's a friend of the program.
I don't know who that is.
Are you going to burp or something?
No, I didn't know who that was. I was trying to choose my words appropriately.
You looked like you were going to belch. I don't know.
What is a swan enthusiast, and do you get paid to do that?
Good question.
I don't know, but I think you were laughing at his name, too.
No, I was laughing at the fact that he's a swan enthusiast, because that sounds like a silly job.
I have no idea what that would be, an enthusiast.
It's somebody that knows a lot about swans, obviously, I assume, yeah. But is it like an actual job or that's just like a hobby?
Passion. Yeah,
like
he just is a swan enthusiast.
It's probably a swan keeper, like someone that takes care of them.
What?
I would hope so.
So
I don't know.
Why not just call your zookeeper or like...
I'm a swan keeper.
Swan keeper.
I'm a swan song. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So, you saw my kitty.
Your cat, you've created a monster.
Yes, I have.
You've created a monster.
A swan enthusiast is someone who loves swans and is passionate about these graceful birds.
We have the answer.
They may be bird watchers or a zookeeper, but...
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Do you like a black swan or a white swan?
Mm. I don't know if I've actually ever seen a black swan in person.
Really? I have.
I don't think I ever have. I don't know if I've ever seen like a real, like a swan in person, to be honest. Maybe at the zoo, but
yeah.
When I was in the UK, there were swans, especially around the palaces. I used to see swans, like Princess Diana's home,
meant for royalty in a way. But
yeah, they're beautiful creatures.
I have two white ducks in my backyard, and I don't know where they came from. I've never seen like white ducks, and they have to have been like released. Someone had to have had them. They got too big or something. Because I have a creek in my backyard. But I have two white ducks.
Which is rare.
Rare. Yeah. I've never seen them. They have to be, and they're paired. Like, I don't know if they're male or female, but they swim together. But then I have five mallard ducks as well. And they, like, go at each, they're not friends.
Yeah.
There's three females and two males. I'm waiting for the babies.
So I got to ask you, Marcus, since you're the med guy, cats, like, everybody has flatulence. Everybody lets one go once in a while.
Sure.
But cats, they don't seem to. Like, I don't know if you just don't notice them, but lately, I don't know if it's because Shadow, like the other two, my other two cats, I never catch it, but Shadow's been farting lately.
Yes, they do that.
And I've never noticed a cat fart.
Yeah, and it smells very terribly.
Yeah, hers did. Yep. And I was like, what is that?
Yes.
What are you feeding her?
The normal food that I always feed her. But she's been dipping into the food that I have to feed my cat Summer, because Summer has stones.
Okay.
So maybe the mixture of the two foods is causing that.
Possibly.
So, possibly. But just I've never...
A little bit of upset stomach, so that's why we're getting some flatulent smell.
But I never hear, like, the sound. I've heard a dog fart before.
Correct. Yeah. And when dogs do it, they're always just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Who did that?
It wasn't me.
Well, they'll, like, look at their own butt. They'll be like, what?
But I was laying on the couch the other night, and Shadow was next to me, and I was like, Shadow.
Yep.
What did you do? And she just picks her head up and she looks at me like, eh.
Yeah. They do that.
So it's known.
Yes.
Everyone kind of does it, even cats.
Yep, cats do it as well.
But I wonder
too.
If this animal does it. We're going to find out, basically, if somebody knows what this animal is, because it's time for...
Let the games begin!
We're going to play Name That Animal Sound, and if you can guess this animal sound, you got choices. Now, in a previous hour, nobody got the animal, and I wasn't going to give it up. But this is a new animal, and by the way, you can choose from Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft. Those are for your cats. Or you can go on the dog side with Daily Probiotic, as well as Multivitamin and Hip and Joint Plus from Good Pets Foods. Those will come out to you. They're chews for your dogs, and they're supplements, so they get a lot out of it. You can go with a dog book, a cat book. We do have a book from one of our friends of the show, The Word of the Dog by Mark Rollins. It's a brand new book, just came out. The Collapsible Water Bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have more of a kid's bracelet of penguins. You can go with that. But also from Life Boost Coffee, yes, they're back. You can go with a bag or a pod box of pods if you have like a Keurig. And you could choose from coffee bag. And it would be either light, medium, dark, of their main roast coffee, or the mushroom coffee, or the decaf medium. Those are your choices, if you can identify this creature. What animal makes that sound? Have you heard that animal somewhere?
Not at all. I don't even know what I would do if I heard that out. No, like, if I was walking.
Run?
Yeah, probably. Like, I'm getting attacked, obviously, right now.
I'll give you a hint. They have a very long nose. Extremely long. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What animal is that? Give us a call, and you can be a winner. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Out of Port Washington, New York, a skeletal dog originally taken in at the Manhattan Animal Care and Control in New York City is recovering with the help of a dedicated rescue agency. The North Shore Animal League America Group took the emaciated dog Seamus under its wing in early January. The group's original Facebook post about Seamus was made on January 7th. Meet Seamus, a sweet soul who has already endured more pain and mistreatment than any animals ever should. Found as a stray in peril and brought to our shelter, partners at Manhattan ACC, his condition broke our hearts. Emaciated, barely able to stand and covered in lesions and open wounds, Seamus was fighting for his life. The moment we saw him, we knew we had to act and immediately step in to provide Seamus the life-saving care he so desperately needed. He is now safe in our care, receiving emergency medical attention around the clock. The organization has been keeping its fans updated about Seamus' progress. It's only been 6 days since Seamus came into our care, and we're already seeing glimmers of hope. He's gaining strength, learning to trust, and starting to feel the love he's always deserved. With promising progress each week that passes, Seamus had another positive week on his healing journey. He's now settling into his foster home where he'll hopefully continue getting stronger, gaining weight, and attending physical therapy. This sweet boy is improving day by day and is already getting along wonderfully with his new housemates, previous Animal League alum Shadow, Chase, and even Ozzy the cat. As reported by People, Seamus is recuperating with Deanna Marino, Animal League America's shelter medical director, who is fostering him. So far, he has gained 9 pounds and he continues to grow stronger in each passing day. Amazingly, Seamus has maintained a sweet, affectionate demeanor despite the suffering he has endured. You can follow the resilient dog's road to healing on Facebook at facebook.com/ the Animal League to the Rescue's agency Facebook page. With TalkinPets.com, visit us for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I was in the kitchen. Seamus, that's the dog who's outside.
Two tigers once kept as pets, Loki in Houston, Elsa in San Antonio, arrived at their new home, Black Beauty Ranch, in February 2019 and 2021. Respectively, the animal sanctuary is home to nearly 600 animals saved from cruelty and negligence, and is part of a humane world of animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. In February 2019, Loki was discovered abandoned in a Houston home, trapped in a small cage where he could barely move. Now a 7-year-old adult tiger weighing 370 pounds, he is fully adjusted to sanctuary life. Sue, senior director of Black Beauty Ranch, said Loki has grown into a confident, playful adult tiger. When he first arrived at Black Beauty, he was hesitant, unsure of his large natural habit. Now he spends his days exploring his wooded forest, relaxing in the lush grass under the trees, and pouncing in his pool. In February 2021, Elsa, a 75-pound cub, was found wearing a dog's harness in freezing temperatures in a San Antonio yard. Now 4 years old and a healthy 250 pounds, she is thriving. Sue explains, Elsa has flourished and is now a frisky tiger who practices her stalking and pouncing skills daily. She engages with her environment by climbing and clawing at trees, swimming and splashing in her pool, and batting around watermelons, pumpkins, and other ball-like objects. She is also very curious about her tiger neighbors and species, by as playful as Loki's Serenity and Theodore. There are 42 different animal species living at Black Beauty Ranch. In addition to Loki and Elsa, three other big cats reside at the sanctuary: tigers Serenity and Theodore, and lion Dula. All three were rescued with over 200 wild exotic animals from decrepit, disrupting conditions at San Eldor Zoo, an uncredited facility in Canada. Black Beauty Ranch is one of America's largest and most diverse animal sanctuaries. The 1,400-acre Texas sanctuary provides a permanent haven to nearly 600 domestic and exotic animals rescued from research labs, circuses, the pet trade, roadside zoos, and other circumstances of neglect and cruelty. Residents include tigers, bears, primates, kangaroos, bison, horse, farm animals, and more. The highly respected sanctuary is accredited by the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries and is a member of the Big Cat Sanctuary Alliance and the North American Primate Sanctuary Alliance. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets. I'm Marcus Porter.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. Out to Julie in Oregon. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We're going to see if you know what this is, if you can identify this animal sound. What do you think that is?
Is it an aardvark? An aardvark?
Jeez, where'd you dig this bozo up?
Oh, no. Sorry, Julie.
Aardvark. No, okay.
No, so close, though. But, no, incorrect. We're going to go out to Connecticut, WGCH country. Hey, Bob, if you're listening. We're going to go out to Leba. Hey, darling, how are you?
Baby.
You're doing okay?
Yes. I'm happy that you... Did you speak to my brother?
I did speak to your brother, Orville. He actually sent me an email, and so people are in tune with what's going on here. Leba's nephew is the star from Wolfman, Christopher Abbott, and Orville is Christopher's dad, and he emailed me this past week.
Well, I'm very happy he did. I was hoping he would come on the show.
He's a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. And so I'm hoping that Christopher will join us sometime.
Yeah.
I know he's in, I think your brother said he's in New Zealand filming a Netflix series.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have to watch for that. But your brother was very sweet, and tell him I said hello.
Yeah,
but what do you think this creature is? What do you think?
It's a certain monkey, but I forgot the name.
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat.
You people just don't get it.
Oh.
That is incorrect. It's not a monkey.
You got to give us hints now.
Okay, I'll give a hint, but I'll do it coming up. Okay. So, but Leba, you were wrong. Sorry.
I'm
but,
sorry. But, That's but, okay.
You know, you can try again on another one, but...
you said aardvark is close.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. I mean, not really, but...
Oh.
I don't know. I mean...
That was a bone here.
The bone was... It's got a very long nose. Leba, we're going to put it out there for somebody else. But as always, love you. And I dedicated a song to you earlier, by the way. I don't know if you heard. But anyway, give my love to you and your family. And tell Christopher he needs to come on the show.
Aardvarks are huge. They can get up to 140 pounds. I've never really... I didn't know the difference between an aardvark and an anteater, so I had to look it up.
So if you know what the answer is
What's
on
the
creature...
Then?
So let's find out. Give us a call, 818-818-6401.
I thought they were the same. They're not, just so everyone knows. They're very different, actually.
What creature is that?
Not a clue. I'm literally trying to think of everything.
They look similar.
I will say, if you were paying attention to someone known as the producer, you might have got a really big clue.
Oh, okay.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
They're big.
But the creature that we're looking for that makes that sound, we're going to go to Brenda in Coos Bay, Oregon. Brenda!
Yeah, I used to feed the big one. I used to feed it crickets.
What is it?
It's an anteater.
Oh, okay.
When she said aardvark, and then I was like, oh, is it similar? And you're like, well, yeah. Not really. And I'm like, oh, well then
done.
It's probably not an anteater.
Well, you gave away the answer. You were like, but it's very similar to an anteater. And
you said it wasn't similar before I said that.
I was trying to throw you off. Because you were saying the answer, and I was like, no, not really. But Brenda caught on.
Yeah.
She said that she used to feed it crickets. She knew because
I did.
She said
I was 7
okay.
years old, used to go to the Franklin Park Zoo, and there was this big
I had no idea
creature,
they sounded like that.
And I'd feed it crickets.
They're toothless, if you didn't know.
Mm.
Yeah, they have a big, long tongue, too.
Yes. The tongue can do miracles.
Yep.
Very cool.
So we're going to send you out a gift. So do you want to go with Vitacraft and treats for your cats, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks? We do have, for dogs, Good Pets Foods. These are the chews, and they're treats supplements for your dogs. There's three different kind that we send. Or you can go with a bag of coffee or a pod box of pods if you have, like, a Keurig. And basically, they're giving away the main roast coffee, light, medium, or dark, or you can go with mushroom coffee or decaf medium.
Oh, I'm doing the dark coffee.
You got it coming out to you, and I will tell you right now, you are going to fall in love.
Oh, good.
This is, and no word of lie, I even said it.
You know, I'm already in love, though. I have great Danes.
Oh,
you are, yes.
They are beautiful
yes,
dogs.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm already in love. We can wake up with some coffee. That sounds great.
Okay. Yeah, you got it coming out to you. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney. Brenda, we'll get your address there in Coos Bay, and we'll send you out the coffee from Life Boost.
That was fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brenda.
An anteater, they can flick their tongue up to 150 times per minute to slurp up ants and termites.
Wow.
And they can consume up to 30,000 in a single night.
That I kind of knew. They can go up to, and then they...
So,
yeah.
During the break...
They're smaller than an aardvark, though,
we're
going to
take
funny.
A break, but during the break, Lexi's actually going to do that. How many times? 150 times? So you can watch her on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hey, friends.
It's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order. A humpback whale briefly swallowed a 24-year-old kayaker during a father-son excursion out on the icy waters around Chile's southernmost Patagonia region. The terrifying moment captured on camera by the kayaker's father showed the whale surfacing in the Strait of Magellan and gulping Adrian Simancas for a few moments before releasing him. In the video verified by CNN, Adrian's father, Del, is heard yelling to his son, who had been spat out of the whale, to grab the boat. Adrian then swims towards his dad, pack raft, and holds onto it as they pull away. He says, "When I turned around, I felt on my face like a slimy texture. I saw colors like dark blue, white, something approaching from behind that closed and sank me. At the moment, I thought there was nothing I could do, that I was going to die. I didn't know what it was." But despite the uncertainty, he felt his life vest pull me up, and then, 2 seconds later, I was back on the surface, and then started understanding what happened. He then heard what sounds like a strong wave hitting behind me, and when I turned around, I don't see Adrian or his pack raft, so I got worried, and around 3 seconds later, I see he shot up to the surface and the pack raft right after him. When asked if both father and son would go back to kayaking, they said in chorus, "Of course." Wildlife scientist Vanessa Parada said that the humpback whale was likely lung feeding on krill or fish at the time, and the kayaker was just in the way. The gentleman happened to be very close to the whale that was just going about feeding behavior. The man was not swallowed. These animals are not targeting human-sized prey. They don't have the equipment to do what they need to do in order to devour a human, pointing to the narrow esophagus and lack of teeth that they have. The Strait of Magellan is a popular tourist destination due to its outdoor activities and flora and fauna. Kayaking with dolphins and humpback whales is one of the activities advertised on the government's tourism website. Humpback whales live throughout the world's major oceans, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA. The NOAA says humpback whales are popular among the whale watchers as they are active on the surface and often jump out and slap the water with their pectoral fins or tails. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You spit me out and chewed me up. The sharpest knife could never cut the way you can. You pulled me in and taught me how to love something that could never love me back. It was always you. You, but I'm not where you are.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams.
My cat wanted to come up on me.
We saw that.
And her claws came out. And I want to talk to Marcus about that, by the way. You know, if you're going to be a cat mommy or daddy, you have to understand the fact that your cats are going to have claws.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what cities in particular, but there's more cities now that are actually making it illegal to
declaw.
Mm-hmm. And so people understand, when you declaw a cat, they're taking off the first digit, like on a human hand, yep. Right?
Yes, they are.
So very painful for an animal.
Yes. Yes, especially since the fact that it's, like you said, taking off the first digit, and you're kind of having to remember that when cats are walking, they're now having to kind of like tiptoe on their pads now in a way. So that's why they're
so it bothers them that much.
A little bit. It can cause some arthritis issues that they've kind of started seeing long-term effects from it. So
I saw a big cat. It was a panther that got declawed,
mm-hmm.
and it went into a rescue. And because of what you're saying, because of the weight of a panther, these people declawed it, and the panther couldn't walk at all.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were carrying it into a rescue, I was there, and I turned around, and I was like, what is going on with that panther? And Martine, who was the person that was taking care of everything, said that they declawed it, and because of the weight, the animal can't put any weight on its paws.
Mm-hmm.
So they carried it in on a mattress.
Yep.
And it was basically going to be staying in a rescue organization forever then.
Yeah. Yeah, usually in those cases, they have to do a lot of padding because, again, like you said, the weight from their body just has to be supported. So when you kind of take that away, you're just walking on pure bone, and it doesn't feel the greatest if you
A good reason not to it. Get them declawed.
Yeah.
But you can actually, like with my cats, what I do, like they're really good. I mean, you work with the cat and just, you know, give them the reprimand, basically, that, you know, when you see them going at something. But you can't, like, tell them not to claw something like a couch or furniture and not have something for
just
them
a
to claw.
Thing for them.
Yeah, and you got to have those, like, I have a scratching post.
Scratching posts are helpful, just things to divert them to go to positive areas that they know that those are fine areas, but...
And as long as you praise them, yeah. And I did that, and I do that still when I see them doing it, I'm a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they go to it. You can try putting some catnip on it in the beginning to attract them to it.
Smart.
But basically, as long as you use a good directive on them, you'll get them to use the scratching posts. And but we highly, you don't recommend at all to...
It's, yeah, definitely not.
I'm not sure anybody recommends it anymore.
Not really.
People do.
Some people do. Like, I'm not going to knock that. You know, those are, if a cat is having issues where it's been rehomed multiple times, yes, considerations. But again,
Under certain circumstances.
Yep.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And special thanks to Sydney out there at CRN. I'm John Patch.
Mark Porter.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of the show. Don't forget, under any circumstance, do not declaw your cat. Unless it is
unless the special circumstances.
Yeah, and that circumstance might be only if they're going to put the cat to sleep. And I hate to even say that because technically I wouldn't declaw them. But once again, thanks for joining us in this hour. We'll talk to you again very soon.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.